To avoid being targeted in sectarian violence, some Iraqis are changing their names. Those with overtly Sunni Arab names are taking more neutral-sounding Arabic names, and some Shiites are doing the same. NPR's Jamie Tarabay has that story.
They come here to the Nationality and Passports Office in their dozens each day. Most come to update their identification cards or apply for new passports. But they also come to apply for new names. Registry clerk Abu Shawkat says people do it because they're afraid.
It has become a security issue. They are afraid that they'll get stopped on the road, and when asked to show their IDs, they'll get killed. Sunnis and Shia are known from their tribal names or their first names. That's why people are changing them.
There was a rush on the registry in the days after the fall of Saddam Hussein. Men who'd been named after Saddam or his sons quickly applied to have their names changed. But now it's those with names that are clearly Shiite or clearly Sunni who look to have them changed to something more neutral. Abu Shawkat lists some of those more obvious names.
Names like Omar, Abu Bakr, Uthman, or Abdul Hussein, or Ali.
Those are the names of the men involved in the 7th century battle over who would succeed the Prophet Muhammad. The schism between Sunnis and Shiites occurred at this time. The Shiites believed that Ali, Muhammad's cousin and son-in-law, was his rightful heir, whereas the Sunnis believed the successor should be appointed by a council. Abu Bakr was the first appointed caliph, or successor, and Omar was the second. So today, names like Omar are typically Sunni, while Ali is typically Shiite. 27-year-old Omar Dalemi says he's become a target because of his name.
Yeah, they're looking for a guy who named Omar. You know, like I'm carrying some kind of disease. Like,
according to the registry, some Iraqis are changing their tribal names too. A tribal name tells people where you're from, whether you're Sunni or Shiite, who your relatives are. Omar's tribal name, Dulaimi, these days is synonymous with the insurgents of Anbar province, where he's from.
Everybody say, if you are Dulaimi, you are a terrorist and something like that. I've heard it one time as a joke, but it wasn't funny.
Omar says he can't find a job in the Shiite-led government. He's procured a fake ID card, but he doesn't want to use it. Leaning against the wall outside the registry office is Zainab Hussein, a Shiite university student. Hers is a typical Shiite name, and she wants to change it to Anwar, which means light in Arabic.
It's a nice name. It makes me feel optimistic. And since it's going to be Anwar, I hope it will illuminate these people.
Zainab wants to change her name because she lives in Amriya, one of Baghdad's most dangerous neighborhoods, where Sunni gunmen have killed many Shiite residents.
The conditions in Amriya are very bad, with all the suffering that we go through, the bombings, the security situation. And I can tell you that Shiite names are being targeted, and it's getting out of control.
Zainab Hussein says she'll keep coming to the registry until she gets a new name. Others go to the black market for fake IDs. Some, like Omar Al-Takriti, refuse to change their names. He says it would be like changing his identity. The 25-year-old engineer used to live in Baghdad, but kept getting turned down for jobs because of his name. He's from Saddam's hometown of Tikrit and belongs to the same tribe. He spoke by telephone from Tikrit, a place where he says he doesn't even feel like he belongs.
I can't even speak their accent. I don't even know the people, just those who are very close to me. But I'm forced to stay here. It's not my decision, because I'm doing this to stay alive.
Omar Al-Takriti paid bribes while in Baghdad to push job applications through, but without any luck. The de-Ba'athification drive to root out former Saddam loyalists from government didn't help him either. But it was the attention to his name and the underlying threats which impelled him to flee to Tikrit.
Lately, we've witnessed a phenomenon where everyone who bears the name of Omar is being killed.
He said he recently saw a television report on 16 men, all named Omar, who'd been killed.
You think all those 16 had political or religious reasons for their deaths? My cousin works at the hospital in Medical City, and he confirmed that the 16 were brought to the morgue in one day, and all of them were called Omar. Now in Baghdad, the slaughtering depends on your ID.
Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.